There is, we talked about money. I recognize that money is limited. By the way, whether you're big or small, there's never enough money.
Right.
I mean, I love being in these meetings and they go, well, if we were a bigger company, we'd have more money. Well, it's like you'd have a bigger list of things you want to do. There is no difference. So part of it is, I guess the way that I think is have a picture of where we're generally heading and then put in place some steps. I'll use the word invest money and time and then keep assessing, are we going in the right direction? So working it all out at the beginning, you have no idea until you actually put it in play where it's heading, because it may take you as a business, if you may go somewhere that you didn't anticipate, that's even better than what you really had as your original picture. So you have this big picture, call it a strategy or call it a whatever you want to call it, label it however you want to label it. So I know generally where I'm headed. So I know a company that went into China with a strategy, and actually the strategy failed. But because they were engaged in China, they came up with a different business model that is thriving today. So it's like the big picture maybe in their case was doing business in China, maybe, which is kind of a mouthful. They started down a specific path by engaging in China. They paid attention to the results. And by the way, I think another problem that a lot of business owners that aren't as successful have is knowing when to cut and run.
Right.
Okay, we were wrong. I think good business people know that they're gonna be wrong. I believe it might have been Elon Musk, or maybe it was in Branson's book that I read, you will make mistakes. So it's recognize you're gonna make a mistake. Mistake is even the wrong word. It's just like you guessed wrong about the market. But now have the courage to say, okay, this is not going to work. Don't just keep doubling down, as they say. Cut it. But did we, maybe we're onto something that's even better than what we had in this company in China. That's what happened with them. They came up with a business that was different than what they started with thinking about, but they wouldn't have had it if they hadn't engaged to begin with, taken that little step. Another word I love to use is pilots. Instead of creating some massive, let's have this all figured out and say, well, let's do a little pilot.
Yeah.
And that gets everyone thinking even differently.
Yeah.
So now they think, okay, this is an experiment, so to speak. Maybe it's right, maybe it's wrong. Sometimes people aren't as afraid of making a mistake or having it fail if it's a pilot to begin with.
Right.
See? Versus saying, okay, we're going to, the company's going to completely start going in another direction. Well, that's kind of scary.
Right.
Versus we're going to try this little pilot and see what happens. And maybe it's a good idea, maybe it's not, I don't know. That's why I love business.
Right.
Because you don't know. You don't know for sure. You don't know if the market really will accept what you're offering.